any good for what, but we're so good. Now we get to listen to someone share their thoughts with us. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody that I've looked at for a lot of years. And I am not going to introduce him this time with the truth of that he had a switchblade in his socks when I met him. But I won't tell you that because I've told you that before. Yes. You know, I've told this before, but I want to tell it again. Wonderful, wonderful happening. We were here at the church. And now some of you heard, but if even one person didn't hear this before, I want to make sure you hear it. We're here at the church. And anyhow, this young man of 12 years old, going to be 12 the next day, runs in front of a truck out here in the street, and it ran over him. And he dented the bottom of the truck. I won't forget this. I'll never forget it, actually. And got hauled into the hospital. The truck tires, when I went down to see him, they were across his body like this. He went home the next day. It was Patty Walsh and I went in with you, right? It's yep. His son, Felice's son. And Patty Walsh and I went in, and Felice, and we did our best to work with healing. Do you know that kid went home the next day? Right.
Yes.
Went home the next day, and it was not too far before Christmas, probably about this time. He was 12 years old, and how old is he now? How old is he now? You've forgotten. He's about 36. How many?
36.
36?
Yeah.
About 36 now, and he was 12 at that time. And he went home the next day for his birthday. And at Christmas, his daddy, Felice.
His birthday is two more days away, the 14th.
Yeah? Now. And he brought him in and carried him in because his foot was still, the tire marks were gone, right? And he came in, he came carrying him into the Christmas party. And he had, his one foot was still a little bit damaged, right? And it just happened that we gave out presents and he got a pair of red socks. And Daddy put one of the red socks on his foot. That young man now has been with Special Forces?
Service, Army, Navy.
And he's 36 years old now. That truck ran completely over this kid. Can you believe that? I'll never forget it, because to me it's just about impossible that truck could have run over him. Him dent the bottom of the truck with his head. And he is this healthy young man today, except he did have a car accident and he's got his leg damaged.
Yeah, snapped it in half.
Now.
The other leg.
The other leg.
He's got a matching pair.
Is that great? But he served in the service for how long?
8 years
in the service. Handsome, strong, young man. Is that big?
Yeah.
It is. It's a life story for me. I'll never forget it. Felice will never forget it. He took the switchblade out of his sock and he will not put it in again. Will you? Are you sure? And this is the man that's going to share his thoughts with us this evening. And he's working for God. For the rest of his life, he wants to work for God. And that's our Felice. And I love him.
Hello. Yeah, when Millie and Patty Walsh, they came to the hospital and Joseph had those tire marks, and that was the only thing that was visible. And then literally we did a circle, a prayer circle around him, and literally in a minute, all the tire marks were just left there, but but the bruising was all gone. He had black and blue across there, and within a minute, that was all gone. The only thing that was left was the tire marks. And that's it. It's amazing power of prayer and healing. And then the next 6 months, I called him Speed Bump. That's all. A lot of wonderful things transpired when I first came down to the church. And I remember the first time I came in, Millie was healing back then. And I came walking into the church. It was like 95 degrees outside. And I got my boots, my Levi's, and I got my leather jacket on, zipped up because no one's getting in, but I'm sitting on the stool. And she was the first one to give me a healing in the church here. And then I don't know if you remember this one, when she was doing the readings up there and she'd flip through the Bible and all that when I first got here. And then I went up, sat down, and she's flipping through the Bible and she goes, "Oh, I need more time than I got here. You're going to have to come back later. Close the book. I'm..." Yeah. Yeah, he was. But so many wonderful things transpired. And this week, last 2 weeks, when I was thinking about what to talk on, we decided to start talking on new beginnings, since it's coming to the end of the year. And what does that mean? And how does that transpire in one's life? And so it's... Before you go into the new year, let's give thanks for the past year and look towards the new year as a child would, with wonderment on what's about to unfold, the excitement of a child, the newness of it. Like on Christmas Day, that's the way each day should be, the newness of it when we step into it. Get things written there. How many times have you brought in the past into the new year with you? Whether it would be your success or heartaches, one must realize the past has no place in the future. If God wanted us to look into the past, he would have gave us rearview mirrors instead of two eyes to look forward. Always to look forward. Past has no place in the future whatsoever or in the present. It is wise to always look forward to what will be. One learns from the past. Hopefully one learns from the mistakes. One also learns from the success, and then how to duplicate it on a bigger and grander scale. If one looks into the future too far, that could be just as bad as looking into the back, into the past. If you must look into the future at what you have done, look at today. Look at this very moment, and you'll see your future. Because what we do today does your future. And you don't have to go to a psychic or a reader to find out what's going on. Just look at what you did today, in this moment. That'll let you know what's happening tomorrow. As you learn to live in the ever-present now, and you find you're planning for the future. Today is the only day you shall ever have. This moment is the only moment you will always know. So you say to yourself about the last year or the year past, I let go and bless all incidents, whether they are success or failures. I bless them all, for they have been a spiritual lesson. I forgive every hurt, every injustice that may have been done to me. I bless every person that has crossed my path or that has come into my life, no matter if they brought flowers or mud. I bless them. As you learn to bless the people in the past, they no longer have a hold on you or over you. It's those individuals that hold on to the past that find the same events beginning to reoccur in the new year. Learn the valuable lesson of learning in the present, in the here and now, because this is all we really have. It's right here and now. This beautiful earth plane that you have chosen to experience at this time is a school ground designed for your spiritual growth and your spiritual lessons. Sometimes we're in the classroom, we're studying. Other times we're on the playground, we're having fun. And then sometimes we get sent to the principal's office every once in a while. No matter what it is, remember to always look with your spiritual eye and ask yourself, what is my spiritual lesson here? Once you understand it, it doesn't make it go away, but it makes it easier to learn that lesson when we look at everything with our spiritual eye. And what is the spiritual lesson? What is the growth that you're having? As I said, it doesn't make it go away, but it does make it a lot easier because you understand what's happening in your life. You understand the roles that other people are playing when you always look at it with that spiritual eye. As you maintain your spiritual outlook in 2019, let your higher spiritual self come in so you may embrace the glorious beauties of nature around you. And do not allow the negative energies to come into your field. When we do this, we are blocking those beautiful teachers from the higher realms and their beautiful energies of their unconditional love that they have for us. So anytime we have those negative thoughts and all that in our teachers, we're actually putting up a block energy. Energy. Everything is energy and vibration. Energy attracts energy. In this upcoming year, expand your consciousness beyond yourself to the understanding of the sisterhood and brotherhood of humanity. You do not have to love the person or in the way which they choose to live, but to see and love the Christ light that is in each one of us, of those beautiful souls. So this year, rise above the limitations. Learn to control your thoughts and words and actions. Change some ideas or old thought patterns. It could be as simple as to say something to uplift someone. If you're not able to say something nice, then don't say anything at all and change that thought pattern. You cannot expect to be perfect. Oh, got that one on. You cannot expect perfection in others. For no one is perfect here on the earth, or they wouldn't be here. We have our lessons to learn. This earth plane is a school ground of learning, of spiritual knowledge. All you really need to do is to be in the present moment. And that's it, this present moment. And that is where you'll start to grow. You'll start having awareness just by being in the moment. As you do this, the unfoldment of your soul's growth will happen automatically. It just magically happens. And you really don't have to do anything except be in the present moment. Sometimes people of the world feel as if they must be the judge, jury, and executioner. But remember, they're on their own spiritual lessons. They are a fellow traveler learning just as you are learning. So let your thoughts be guided to love, compassion, and understanding. For your fellow soul traveler, just as the master teachers have done throughout the history. This year, be receptive to only the good. Be willing to change if change is needed for your spiritual growth. It is in the gentleness of the love that one receives the strength. Not the other way around, but in the gentleness of the heart. That is where true strength and true power comes from. It's in the gentleness. With this new year, let's be a little more spiritual and not so much material. Do not judge a tree by the leaf. Judge not the year by the day. There will be days of joys, happiness, and success in 2019. As well as days of trials, tribulation, and perhaps sorrow in the year. And through seemingly unimportant as these days may appear, it is those links of gold that support the pearl. And at least, but not least, approach this new year with joyfulness. Not like so many that enter the new year bringing with them the past into the new year. Right there, they are beginning to mold and shape what the new year is going to be and what they're going to bring to them in 2019. By giving power to the bad days of 2018 that have just passed. What is the surest way to ensure progression and a pleasant new year? By giving gratitude, thoughts, praise, giving thanks to all those positive days. Let those positive days be your guide for your success of tomorrow and for the upcoming year in 2019. I thank you, Great Spirit. I now open my heart and my mind that no task will ever come to me in this new year that I am not qualified to overcome. My prayer each day is for peace and the upliftment of my sister and brother. As we go into this new year, it's not even the new year. People do resolutions and gets things going. And resolutions are good to have, but make sure you can follow through on them. Don't make them where it's so big where you can't finish it or you don't want to do it for whatever reason. Make it small where you can accomplish it. Not only with the new beginning of the new year, but these things you can do every day. Because if you think about it, when you go to sleep at night, you pass on. You die in a way because that conscious breath is gone. And then when you wake up in the morning, you have that conscious breath of that first breath. So it's a new day. Yesterday plays no part in today. Tomorrow plays no part in today. All we have is this moment right here and now. And people are in such a hurry to get past it, to move through it. And there's so many beautiful things to see in it and to experience, whether they be good or bad. Look at it with that spiritual eye, and you'll see your lesson for your soul's growth. And then you hold on to it, and you go, okay, I understand this. And then you don't have to go through it again because you got it. One of the ways you can do this is, I don't know if they still do this at church or not, but New Year's night where they light a candle and you do write on a piece of paper what you want to get rid of and then you burn it in a pot and that. Well, you can do that every day if you choose to write things down that you'd like to get rid of. But the one thing that people do not do is put in there what they would like to replace it with. So you're releasing that energy because energy attracts energy. Energy follows energy. So you're releasing that. So what is it that you would like to put in place of that? Not only that, where is that stored in your body that you want to release? Because it may not be the heart, the stomach, it could be the shoulder that's stored at. And so you feel that and where that's at, and then you release it. And then you add something in there, once you release it, to what you would like to bring into your life. And there's three main ingredients. It's the body, mind, and soul. Those are the active ingredients. If you're missing one, well, you're going to try back later and get it right until you get all three of them. Because that's whenever we have something that we remove out of our life or something we bring in, we always have those three ingredients that's in there. Body, mind, and soul. That's the reason why we write it down. That's the reason why we go in and we feel it, where it's at on the body. And I guarantee you, if you're aware of those three active ingredients, you have the key to bring bigger and better things into your life and to release things that no longer serve you. Because all we have is today. It's like the teachers were saying, if we do what we need to do today, we don't have to plan for tomorrow because it's already taken care of. Because we took care of what we needed to today, which transfers into tomorrow. And then we don't need to bring on those thought patterns, hurtful, upset at someone and all that. And you don't have to bring that into the brand new day or the brand new year. So we would invite you into investigating that, not only for the new year, but maybe tonight do that. Write down something that you'd like to release, and then make sure you know you got the candle and a safe pot and all that so you don't burn down the place. But then do that. But after you do that, before you burn the piece of paper, sit with it and see where it's at in your body. Where are you holding that energy at in your body? And then once you find it, then you release it. But then you want to replace it with something, because then you got kind of like a little dip in your energy field there. So you want to replace that with what you want to manifest in your life. And then, Carrie, it was so funny that you, St. Francis prayer, because that was going to be the end of the prayer there, or the talk here today, tonight. And there's a lot of different prayers that I like, and mantras, the Lord's Prayer, prayer of St. Francis I really enjoy. The reason why I enjoy this one so much is because it gets you to think, it gets you to stop. How many times have you done mantras or prayers and you just run right through it without even thinking of the words and what they actually mean to you? When I say St. Francis prayer, it slows me down and it brings me into the here and now, because I'm thinking of exactly what that is and what I would like to have in my life and to bring it in. So in closing, I'd like to share with you the St. Francis prayer. And that is, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Think about it. Let that resonate within you. And what is that? Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek as to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in the giving that we receive. It is in the pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in the dying that we are born to eternal life. For me, it brings me right down, right into the here and now. I want to thank you for allowing me to share some thought patterns with you tonight. And it really has been a joy to be in your energy. And I thank you so much.